A consciousness that conceives of inherent existence does not have a valid foundation. A wise consciousness, grounded in reality, understands that beings and other phenomena, minds, bodies, buildings, and so forth, do not inherently exist. This is the wisdom of emptiness. Understanding reality exactly opposite to the misconception of inherent existence, wisdom gradually overcomes ignorance. Remove the ignorance that misconceives phenomena to inherently exist, and you prevent the generation of afflictive emotions like lust and hatred. Thus, in turn, suffering can also be removed. In addition, the wisdom of emptiness must be accompanied by a motivation of deep concern for others and by the compassionate deeds that that compassion inspires. This is necessary before wisdom can remove the obstructions to omniscience, which are the predispositions for the false appearance of phenomena, even to sense consciousnesses, as if they inherently exist. Therefore, full spiritual practice calls for cultivating wisdom in conjunction with great compassion and the intention to become enlightened, in which others are valued more than yourself. Only then may your consciousness be transformed into the omniscience of a Buddha. Both Buddhists and non-Buddhists practice meditation to achieve pleasure and get rid of pain. And in both Buddhist and non-Buddhist systems, the self is a central object of scrutiny. Certain non-Buddhists who accept rebirth accept the transitory nature of mind and body, but they believe in a self that is permanent, changeless, and unitary. Although Buddhist schools accept rebirth, they hold that there is no such solid self. For Buddhists, the main topic of the training in wisdom is emptiness or selflessness, which means the absence of a permanent, unitary, and independent self, or, more subtly, the absence of inherent existence, either in living beings or in other phenomena. To understand selflessness, you need to understand that everything that exists is contained in two groups called the two truths, conventional truths and ultimate truths. The phenomena that we see and observe around us can go from good to bad or bad to good, depending on various causes and conditions. Many phenomena cannot be said to be inherently good or bad. They are better or worse, tall or short, beautiful or ugly, only by comparison, not by way of their own nature. Their value is relative. From this, you can see that there is a discrepancy between the way things appear and how they actually are. For instance, something may, in terms of how it appears, look good, but due to its inner nature being different, it can turn bad once it is affected by conditions. Food that looks so good in a restaurant may not sit so well in your stomach. This is a clear sign of a discrepancy between appearance and reality. These phenomena themselves are called conventional truths. They are known by consciousness that goes no further than appearances. But the same objects have an inner mode of being called an ultimate truth that allows for the changes brought about by conditions. A wise consciousness, not satisfied with mere appearances, analyzes to find whether objects inherently exist as they seem to do, but discovers their absence of inherent existence. Such a wise consciousness finds an emptiness of inherent existence that is beyond appearances. Emptiness or selflessness can only be understood if we first identify that of which phenomena are empty. Without understanding what is negated, you cannot understand its absence, emptiness. You might think that emptiness means nothingness, but it does not mean nothingness. Merely from reading, it is difficult to identify and understand the object of negation, what Buddhist texts speak of as true establishment or inherent existence. But over a period of time, when you add your own investigations to the reading, the faultiness of our usual way of seeing things will become clearer and clearer.